She averted her gaze as she stopped moving. I don't want you to see me like that. Like what? He whispered as he reached up and cupped her beautiful face in his hands. Broken. Sitting up, he wrapped his arms around her and held her close. You're not broken, damaged, or flawed. Do you hear me? You are absolutely fucking perfect, and you're mine. She chuckled and rolled her eyes in exasperation. Only you would see a woman that couldn't have children as perfect. That's because you are perfect, he said, tilting his head so that he could brush his lips against hers. Besides, who says that you can't have children?
About 20 doctors, including your father and brother, she said dryly, giving him hope, because for the first time since he'd found out the truth, she didn't sound like a small piece inside of her was dying at the reminder that she couldn't have children. It gave him hope that one day she'd be able to look in the mirror and see the beautiful woman that he loved.
What if I told you that there was a way to have a baby without having to worry about stretch marks and the disturbing cravings that went along with pregnancy? He asked offhandedly as he used his hold on her to get her to start moving again.
What are you talking about? She asked, moaning softly
as she took over by rolling her hips, riding him slowly while she waited for an answer. Are you going to do that thing with your hips that drives me out of my fucking mind if I tell you?
Maybe, she said, smiling down at him.
Do it first.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so. You tell me what I want to know, and then maybe I'll think about doing that thing with my hips, she said, making him sigh heavily, because really at this point, she should know better.
Fine. Then I guess that I'll just have to double dare you to do it, all while you scream your undying love for me.
With a teasing smile, she leaned in and brushed her lips against his ear. What if I whisper it?
It won't be the same.
And why's that?
She asked, moaning as she rolled her hips sensually. Because my parents have the room across the hall, and I would really appreciate it if you could help me out by screaming my name, your undying love, and if it's not too much trouble, a few dear gods wouldn't hurt. Maybe you could. Why the hell are you laughing, woman? I'm serious, he snapped, which for some reason only made her laugh harder.
Chapter 1.
You're too good for him, she repeated with a hug that was probably going to kill her. But what could Mary Beth do? The woman was right after all. Besides, wasn't it considered rude to correct your mother-in-law? If it wasn't, it should be, Mary Beth decided with a cringe, as her mother-in-law continued to show her just how much she loved her and was going to miss her, while Darren stood there with his arms folded over his chest, glaring at them.
Please don't go, sweetheart, she begged. Just wait a few more months.
Mom? Darren said evenly, stressing all of his displeasure in that one word.
She's not going,
Mom practically yelled as she tightened her hold around Mary Beth to the point where she actually feared that she would pass out in a few more seconds.
I won't let her go.
Sweetheart, her father-in-law said gently as he placed his arms around his wife and pulled her away, just as black spots began to dance along her vision. You're going to suffocate her and send her to the hospital if you keep squeezing her like that, Dr. Bradford explained calmly, while Darren reached over with a bored sigh and put his arm around her when her legs threatened to drop her on her ass.
That's safer than where he is planning on taking her,
her mother-in-law cried against her husband's chest with a heartfelt sob. No one needed to ask her who he was, since she'd been referring to Darren like that, since she'd found out that her son was actually going to ignore Bradford tradition and take Mary Beth on a honeymoon before the one-year mark was over. Since then, she'd been begging Mary Beth to reconsider, and even slipped her a business card for a good divorce attorney, telling her that she was too young and sweet to go through something like this. This being their honeymoon.
Mom, she'll be fine.
Darren stressed with a bored sigh that earned another one of those rather frightening glares from his mother.
You don't know that,
his mother cried a bit hysterically as she held onto Dr. Bradford, who simply held his wife and rolled his eyes heavenward.
Yes,